It came up through the deck and knocked everyone off their feet, with many, like Greg, losing their grip. He was thrown across the deck and tried to roll into it. As he came to a halt face down, he felt a slow wave of weightlessness pass over him, and, for a second, he found himself lifting slightly into the air before he slumped back down again. Ash, however, was already back on his feet and working at one of the consoles, while the comms officer fitted him with a one-sided headset.
"Attention all crew! We have been fired on by units of the Hegemony Armada. From here on, it's going to be a rough ride, so stay at your posts. Maintain body security and be ready. Stormlions, advance!"
As the battle cry echoed along the corridors, Greg got to his feet and went over to join Ash.
"What the hell was that?"
he said. Ash gave him a sardonic look.
"Might have been something that you said, Mr. Cameron."
"Hey, I'm good, but I don't think I'm that good." The Tigran shrugged.
"Well, whatever the reason, they launched their attack with precision."
He pointed up at a schematic of the defending vessels near Darien, with a larger X-shaped formation approaching.
98 capital ships, including 20 maulers, each mounting at least a dozen heavy beam projectors and pulse cannon. It was their combined punch that nearly ended the show before it began. Our auto system brought up the shields just in time, but others weren't so lucky. The Vox Humana have lost 3 ships already, and right now, if it weren't for the coordinated shields of the Imacil and Gas's heavy cruisers, half our fleet would be glowing wreckage.
"A sneak attack?" Greg said, glancing up at the tactical overview.
100 ships, and that's just a 20th of what they've got.
"So, how long can we hold out?"
"You should be more optimistic, Mr. Cameron," Ash said. "After all, we do have a secret weapon."
"We do?"
"Most certainly. Ah, speaking of which..."
On the left-hand screen, a frame expanded to show the head and shoulders of Kang Lo, the commander of the Pyrean Rockhab, the Retributor.
"She, Ash," Kang Lo said. "My news is good. The dragon is ready to breathe. My engineers now require only a clear line of sight."
"Excellent, Zhui Zhang. I am about to create it for you."
Kang Lo's image shrank a little off to one side, while another appeared in its place. It was Vice Admiral Ungassa.
"Lieutenant, where's this counterstrike of yours?"
Ungassa said.
"Maintaining these shields is draining our cells at an unsustainable rate."
"It's ready now, Vice Admiral. If you pull your vessels back from a channel along these coordinates, then wait for the shield signal."
"I have the coordinates now, Lieutenant. This shouldn't take long."
"The Pyreans have a weapon," Greg murmured, as Ungassa's picture shrank into a corner. "What does it do?"
"Something they got from the Raug," Ash said. "I just hope it's enough to take out some of those maulers. Otherwise, we've got real problems."
Moments later, Vice Admiral Ungassa confirmed that the manoeuvres were complete, as did the Imacil commander. Ash then informed Kang Lo, who smiled.
"My engineers have monitored the progress, and we have already acquired our target. The dragon is ready."
The Earth Sphere Vice Admiral nodded gravely.
"Shield will open along that channel in 10, 9, 8...